coffee.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe, it's Artie Daddy. We first heard from Conor Grassick about 3 years ago. Unfortunately, his mother was seriously unwell, and his brother, Colin, has Prader-Willi syndrome and autism, and is extraordinary. He's a lovely man, but extraordinarily difficult to manage. Conor, you've contacted us again. What's the problem?
Hi, Joe. First of all, just thanks for taking the time to give me a ring and explain the situation. I first got on the last time because I was in desperate need of being on my own with Colin and Mam having cancer and stuff. Mam has passed on, and we're in a serious situation at the moment. Devastated, desperate situation where I promised my mam that I'd give Colin the right care, and we made an agreement that Colin would go into a residential place. We were promised and told that it would be up by January 2019, and I'm left stuck still with Colin at home.
Colin's at home. Remember, you're 26. What age is Colin? Remind people.
Yeah, 22.
And he's a big lad, isn't he? To manage.
He's put on about 7 stone since Mam's death, and he's about 22 stone. And nobody at the moment has taken Colin into consideration in this, and we're now left to the stage that I'm going to come home one evening and I'm afraid that Colin could be dead or myself could be dead, because the attitude from Colin, his anxiety levels, they're increasing over and over and over, because we've been promised by the HSE that we would get a plan in place, and now it's turned out that we need a plan and come up with a figure of 240,000 plus of what Colin is getting, and I can't do what I'm doing anymore, Joe.
And Conor, you're trying to get Colin, which sounds like he needs badly and you need badly, into residential care.
Yeah.
And what's the problem?
Problem is funding. Problem is we were promised all year, January, then I was promised April, then I was promised June, and last Friday I received an email that now it's funding that's the problem, and that the funding that Colin has isn't enough for the costing of what he the assessment that he's done. We need more money now, and
because the last Colin time around the HSE did step in and they did provide home help. What's life like in the home now with yourself, in your house with Conor, with you, Conor, and Colin?
It's the care at the moment, it's not ideal, it's not working. The carers aren't equipped to Colin's special needs. Realistically, the carers are only in place until a couple of weeks until we got Colin into a residential. And now we're here 6 months later, and I'm running off about 2 hours sleep over last night. Colin self-harming himself, trying to bite his hand. I'm trying to restrain him. And it's just, we've no help.
And can Colin do anything for himself, Conor? Or is he, you say he's high levels of anxiety. How is he showing that?
Skin picking. He's actually on his way into the Mater Hospital at the moment because of how bad his legs are. His legs are septic. And it's just no one is putting their hand up and trying to help. And we've gone everywhere, and we're just at a loose end. And I'm afraid that we're going to end up losing Colin.
Yeah, at your wit's end, Conor. Conor, you say he's put on Colin. Colin, he's a gorgeous man. I mean, you love him, and anyone who meets him loves him. Though his behaviour is extraordinarily difficult to try and cope with, especially in your own situation. But Conor, like you say, you put on 7 stone. How did that happen? Because he's already a big lad.
Colin was in and out of care in Tipperary, and got to the stage where the people that were looking after Colin weren't challenging his behaviour and allowing him to basically eat whatever he wants and dictate his food. The main condition with Colin is all about food and stuff.
And he wants to get in the kitchen all the time.
And we were on the stage where Colin ended up in hospital, and he was eating takeaways every night of the week.
He was all good. God. And what happens if you try and get a routine going? No, you can't go into the kitchen every time you want to run in. And
the problem is we at home now we have locks and stuff. But I wake up every night and Colin is begging me with answers and asking me, when is my home ready? I want to leave. This is the only thing that's focusing on in this house. His behaviour has deteriorated. His health has deteriorated. And nobody is there to help.
Okay.
Last three weeks ago, he was in hospital. I pleaded them not to let him go and leave the hospital. And now he's back in there again.
Okay.
And how much more weight is he going to put on when he's dictating what food he's going to have?
Okay.
When is there someone going to help with this situation, this severe special needs condition of Prader-Willi syndrome? Like, we're in a situation where it's life or death. We're in a completely different situation.
Okay, Conor, I hope the powers that be are listening, and you're a great lad, and so is Colin, but you're in a very, very difficult situation. That's Conor Grassig. After the break, it's Catherine Thomas, Nicky Dempsey on sound, Laurie Davis, the BCO, you on produce, and Catherine, as I said, is up after the break.